Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was back in New Hampshire yesterday in a swing that took him through the North Country. NHBR's Sam Evans-Brown reports Sanders has been doing his best to stick to the issues, even as continued questions about the horse race swirl around the campaign.
Thank you.
Bernie Sanders gives a serious stump speech. He can often go on for an hour before getting to questions from the audience. Speaking in a middle school gymnasium in Conway, packed with a crowd of more than 700 on this Monday morning, Sanders acknowledged this propensity for lengthy speeches.
You have been extraordinarily patient and kind in this hot gym, listening to me rant for a while. So let me... All right, we'll go on for a few more hours. What the hell?
But these talks are chock full of policy. He wants to make public colleges and universities free of tuition. He wants a Medicare for all single-payer health care system. And he wants publicly funded elections. To pay for all of this, he says he would lift the limit on taxable income and impose a small tax on financial transactions, which he calls a tax on, quote, Wall Street speculation. But in his mind, all the media wants to talk about is the horse race within the presidential primary campaigns.
And that increasingly what media sees campaigns being are soap operas and football games, rather than a serious discussion about the serious issues facing America.
The serious issue that Sanders wants to talk about today is youth underemployment. But today, as evidenced in the press gaggle after Sanders' speech in Conway, reporters seem genuinely more focused on the football game.
All right, a few questions.
Senator, yeah. Your thoughts on Joe Biden potentially getting into this race?
Yeah.
Today's question, what does Sanders think of the news, reported most recently by Politico, that Vice President Joe Biden is seriously considering jumping into the race?
What impact it will have on the race, I honestly don't know. I mean, I wish I could tell you, but I don't. Will it help or hurt me? Will it help or hurt Hillary Clinton? I just don't know.
This is the insider's issue du jour. Would Biden entering the race hurt Sanders, or would it hurt former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, his main rival for the Democratic nomination? Sanders does have one insight.
To be honest with you, and this is not a comment on Joe, bottom line is I think people understand that there is something profoundly wrong today with establishment politics.
Certainly when you attend a Sanders campaign event, you don't find much effusive love for Biden. Susie Chelberg from Tamworth isn't about to change her vote.
Biden seems like a nice man, but I have to say, after all these years, I don't really have any sense of him as a person, which doesn't bode well to me. It means to me that he slides easily in and out, but that's not what I want in my president.
There's very little public data that shows what a Biden run would mean for the Democratic primary. But a single poll done by CNN in the state of Iowa hints at whether the pro-Biden vote would be peeled off from an anybody-but-Hillary electorate, or if it would split the establishment vote. The poll found that 58% of Biden backers listed Clinton as their second choice, and only 32% fell back to Sanders. This suggests that a Biden run could drain more votes from Hillary rather than Bernie. But for Sanders, this speculation is just another distraction from what he really wants to do, which is talk about the issues.
I want you to talk about and force discussion about climate change. Do you think you do that enough? I would like you to force discussion on poverty in America. I have talked over and over again that 51% of African American kids are unemployed or underemployed. Do you think that's an important issue? I do.
Perhaps the real test of Sanders' candidacy is whether he can persuade voters that these issues are important, too. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.